I'm remembering. That's out of character.
Oh, that was out of character.
Yeah, yeah, I'm remembering.
I rescind my dice roll.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the D20 Future Show. I am, as always, your host and your GM, Richard. If you're following our Twitch live streams, then we really appreciate your dedication and your patience. As restrictions lift, we're finding it harder and harder to get a cast together for the live shows, particularly as there seems to be some football on that people want to watch. But in order to keep the hashtag content coming, I'm trying to put out a live stream of me playing the 90s shooter RPG Deus Ex, a game I love but am, with the best will in the world, not very good at. Whenever we're unable to put out a game, please look out on Twitter and on Facebook for announcements of Twitch streams, but we hope to keep the bi-weekly Twitch streams going. You can find us at twitch.tv/D20FutureShow. You could follow us there, or even, if you're a real fan of the show, subscribe. The best way to get in touch with the show is via Twitter, where we are at D20FutureShow. Shout out to Tales of Sada Emedu at _ofEmedu on Twitter, who did just that, saying they've been enjoying the show. We love it when people do that. If you're enjoying the show, do tell us you enjoyed it on Twitter. This week's Actual Play UK trailer is from Dice Out, Now Game.
Dice Out, Now Game!
This is a 5th edition D&D Actual Play podcast.
Tekla rolls her eyes.
Dawn just sighs at the amateur.
Kasmi wakes back.
Durin points and laughs.
You find a potato.
I give you a very disapproving look.
Express disdain is a cantrip.
Kasmi, help!
Maybe we're just celebrating life.
Durin, shut up!
Yay, the power of imagination.
Guys, done fooling around.
My clothes are innocent.
Why, you bastard.
Kasny sighs deeply.
I ship it.
Welcome to the dumb party.
Blame the dice.
It's alright to blend into the night. Dawn is going naked.
That sounds like an awful idea.
We left him alone for one day.
Yeah, you just hear a loud dong.
Well, that's not ominous.
Isn't the sunset every single day?
Yeah. No.
We have a mystery to solve.
Next time on Four Fools and a Chair.
Kasny? Mima! Dice Out Now Game. Find us on iTunes and wherever else you get your podcasts.
Maybe it says it in the trailer, I'll have another listen. And you can find Dice Out Now Game on Twitter at Dice Out Now Game. Well then, it's time for me to say, previously, on the D20 Future Show.
I'm playing Nicole. Nicole is a woman. She's from Manchester. She's good with animals. She's quite young, but she sees herself as a bit of a leader, and her powers are telekinetic, telepathic stuff.
My name is Aled. I'm playing Brian Lyle. I am a twin as part of this campaign. I have the power to control water and conjure water. I'm from Failsworth. I'm a mechanic, and I'm a sort of slow and careful thinker before I actually do anything. I'm quite reserved like that.
I am George. I am playing Roland Lyle, who is the other twin. Roland is a professional race car driver, relatively impulsive and quick-witted. And Roland has been gifted with the ability to control fire.
I'm Alex. I'm playing Freddy Jones, a nuclear physicist. And my superpower is atomic manipulation. I can make stuff out of thin air.
You hear the sound of footsteps approaching. They are not Sandra's. There is something off about the sound, the way it echoes. It doesn't sound right. And what are those footsteps? Well, let's find out on the next episode of the D20 Future Show Superhero Adventure.
I'd probably walk over to the door after we'd done what we were doing to just keep starting moving on. Because we've come to explore this place. Why are we standing around doing nothing?
I mean, it's mostly the ominous sound that may or may not be a large... is it a duckoid human or a humanoid duck? Either way, that might be it.
Is this the time where we have to choose between 100 horse-sized ducks and one, or whatever it was, whatever the thing
one
is?
One duck-sized horse.
Yeah.
I'm taking the horse-sized ducks.
No. One duck-sized horse. That's going to be very much the easiest of the two things to fight.
I choose the one duck-sized horse.
Got that the wrong way around.
That would be adorable. The door kind of slides open, and you see... Is it a man? It's hard to say. It appears to be a sort of humanoid black sludge. There is a sort of slapping sound as a slimy foot-like protuberance hits the ground each time, and out of his mouth, or the kind of the vague head-like shape of a mouth opens, and he says, "Why did you do that to Sandra? I must protect her. You must leave." He steps through the door.
I was going to use attraction, but I don't think I want to, because he doesn't... I mean...
Go on, do it. Take one for the team.
Let's not he be judged. Right, now peer pressure. I'm going to cast attraction on this... whatever it is.
Okay. let the looking up of the rules begin, folks. Attraction.
This can only go well.
Yeah, that's literally the only way it can go. Attraction. You plant a compelling attraction in the mind of the target. The attraction can be toward a particular person or object or event. Okay, do you have the details of the will save that this creature is going to make?
Of course I don't. So why do you ask such silly questions?
Why do I ask whether you know the way your abilities work? DC 13. He makes it.
Yeah.
So as you attempt to fudge his mind, the creature seems to be, creature person, it's hard to tell, entirely unmoved by whatever it is you're doing.
Shame. Doesn't know what he's missing out on.
What are you doing here? Leave!
What did we do to Sandra? I ask.
He takes a step. In fact, he just starts walking towards you. And as he does so, I think we might go to initiative because he's going to start doing unpleasant things.
That's not very pleasant.
There is a sort of all-around farting as he lets off a toxic gas. Some would call them toxic fumes. Everybody is going to make a fortitude save, please.
My worst one.
The DC is 15.
That's a no.
That's also a no.
Just many levels no.
Oh. I got a 16.
That's a no.
Roland makes it. Nathaniel is too far away, so that's all good. Brian, Freddie, and Nicole, you've all failed that save.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everyone takes 1d4. Wait for it. Strength damage.
I've not got much strength anyway.
So you are -3 to your strength.
I'm on 3.
Can he support his own body weight?
Am I even still standing? Can I hold my own weight?
Fortunately, not a lot you do is based on strength. Cool. Right, we're going to roll for initiative. You see the toxic sludge man burst through the door. You see Nick do something strange. Freddy shout something. Essentially, what have we done? And the toxic sludge man walk forward and then poof, let off a blast of toxic fumes. Roland, you are first.
Awesome. I'm going to spend an action point right off the bat to cast level 2 Fists of Fire.
Wow. Go big or go on fire. Excellent.
I hope this gas isn't flammable.
Your fists light up on fire. What do you do?
I'll just take a 5-foot step back. So to try and get out of the area of the fumes, and then I will pass the turn.
Okay, yep, sweet. Nathaniel.
I don't want to get very close to it in case it does that again. So I'm trying to think of something to do that's not just hiding. I'll ready my iron rod in case it gets any closer to us, or if it, you know, starts pursuing.
Okay, so you're just gonna, if he comes at you, you're gonna swing at him. Cool.
Yeah.
Toxic Sludge Man is going to move past Nicole. You can make an attack of opportunity.
I mean, I get -1,000,000 to this now, but...
You can still do one damage.
I don't think I can. I'll be brutally honest with you. I get a -2 to this. Never mind. I don't heal him by punching him.
Okay. You swipe ineffectually at him. He closes in on Freddy and says, "You didn't ought to have done that." And... slaps down. It's like being hit with sort of rotting vegetable matter, but with a brick in the middle. So it sort of squelch and then just cracks you across the side of the face. He does 9 points of bludgeoning damage and 1 point of acid damage. I don't think it makes any difference, but either way, it really hurts and then it burns.
Okay.
Are you dying yet?
No.
Okay, give it time.
I'm a bit harder than that.
Good to know. Nick?
So how big is the circle of smell?
It has now dissipated.
Oh, okay.
He gives it off and it then dissipates.
Okay, fine. I'm going to finger on fire in the hope that it'll blow up because it's made of, like, swamp gas. So I rolled a 15.
That is a hit.
Awesomeness. And what is it? D4?
It's on your character sheet.
No, it's not. No.
Isn't it? That feels like the sort of information you should write down.
Probably.
Page 366, I think.
I'll take that, that's fine.
No, page 366, not 366 points of damage. Viewers, this is what I have to put up with. And for the audio version, listeners, this is what I have to put up with.
And yet it keeps coming back.
Finger of fire. It does 1d3 points of flame damage.
Max damage, so 3.
You see a small singe patch.
Awesome.
As it burns through, the sludge seems to change colour. From a dark black to a sort of bright green.
Ooh.
Brian.
Am I able to attack and leap over the counter in the same turn?
Yeah. Maybe a dexterity check.
Well, that wasn't a bad roll, though. That's 17.
Yeah, it is like sliding over a cop car in a 70s show.
Yeah.
You launch over legs first, slide along, knocking over a series of pencil pots, which, if anything, you suspect would upset Sandra even more, and land on the other side.
I'm going to assume, because he is of liquid consistency, that I can freeze water. Just one. One damage.
Mm-hmm. One damage with freeze water. Okay. You see small amounts of ice crystals forming on the surface. And he goes, "Argh!"
Yeah, it was worth a go.
It was worth a go. Excellent. That's everything you want to do. Freddy.
So I'm going to take a 5-foot step back to withdraw.
Yep.
Then I'm going to cast Gun Drone.
I had a feeling you were going to. How long does the Gun Drone last?
It lasts for a number of rounds dependent on how well I roll.
Yep.
7 turns.
7 turns of Gun Drone. Are you placing the Gun Drone between you and Toxic Sludge Man?
Not quite between me and it, but nearly between me and it. Something sort of forms between my hands of some form of mechanical energy, and then disappears and reappears at the location of the Gun Drone as I focus towards it.
Nice.
The Gun Drone just starts to materialize out of cogs and gears whirring together, and spidery legs coming out of it, of a mechanical nature.
That's awesome.
And the gun popping out of the top of it.
As it skitters, the gun pops out. It doesn't go, it goes. That's way cooler. Little servo motors pull it out, and then I'm going to assume that the Gun Drone is going to attack Toxic Sludge Man.
Because it is the Gun Drone's turn next.
Okay. The gun pops out and shoots.
+3 to hit. That makes 10.
That's a hit.
In that case, he does...
1d8 damage.
He does 1 point of damage.
That was disappointing.
That was disappointing.
That's the Gun Drone's turn. Roland.
Hey. Oh, right. How close is the Sludge Man to me?
25 feet away.
Excellent. That is my movement speed. So I'm going to just run up to him, do a little jump in the air, just give him a little superhero punch with my flaming fists.
Yep. Nice. Make an attack. There's literally no way you're going to miss.
It's a pretty bad roll. 12.
That's a hit.
Oh, great. Should have fought defensively. Oh, well. Great. So that is 2 points of damage plus 2 points of fire damage plus another one is 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. So you leap down, leading with one fist, punching through with the other. It sizzles as, again, you see this black sludge part. Green sludge seems to be underneath.
Gross.
It's pretty gross.
That's me.
Cool. Nathaniel.
I've noticed that this thing can be harmed and doesn't seem to be doing strength attacks anymore. So I'm going to jump in with the iron rod, hit him if I can.
No problem. You close the distance and then whack him with a rod.
That's a 15.
Okay, yes, that's a hit.
And 9 points of damage.
Yeah, stuff goes everywhere as you smack down with the rod. The creature rages, just all the kind of attacks going on, and once again, poof, there is a puff of noxious fumes that explode around, and I'd like everyone except Brian to make a fortitude save, please.
Oh, this could be problematic.
I got a 12 this time.
That's a fail.
I got 11, so I'm assuming that's also a fail.
19.
19's a pass.
Natural 20.
Okay, so Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole and Roland failed. They both take 4 points of strength damage.
Okay, here's a big question for you. What happens when you are -1 strength?
Okay, you hit 0 strength and you collapse.
Well, that's me. That's me.
No.
That's you out for the minute.
See you in a bit.
You are unable to hold yourself up and you fall down.
Uh-oh.
Cool. In a bit.
What's your new strength score?
Me, that is a 6 for my new strength score.
That's what I started with.
I have a feat that is unarmed finesse, which means I use my dexterity instead of strength to determine attacks with unarmed.
Then you're fine.
Great.
Nicole, it faints.
Yeah.
You're conscious, but you're just unable to move, overcome by the toxic fumes.
I'm sort of on the floor, like, I can't move.
Yeah, pretty much. Except quieter.
Just having a rough time, yeah.
Brian.
Having seen him attack again, I'm going to keep my distance. However, I am going to throw another freeze water in his direction.
Go for it.
Ooh. So that's a 19.
That's a hit.
With 3 damage.
Once again, ice crystals form. These ones seem to be a bit chunkier. You see, again, you start to just see this green sludge that's sort of underneath the black sludge. Freddy.
Having seen Nicole collapse.
Yep.
I'm gonna run over to her and try and drag her out of the way of any further fume attacks.
Yep.
So am I just unconscious, or am I...
Nope, you're fully conscious, you just can't move.
Oh, okay.
That's even more horrifying.
Freddy, carry me!
You can drag her out of the noxious gas area, but not hugely clear.
Yeah.
Gun drone.
He's going to just keep on firing.
Okay. Pew, 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 pew.
Okay.
Roll for attack. Roll for damage.
Attack hits.
Yep.
Damage is 4.
4 points of damage. Is that... That's everything the gun drone's going to do?
Yeah. I don't think it can do much else, can it?
Cool. Top of the round, Roland.
Great. I'm going to try and, like, just punch him in, like, the back. Trying to, like, find, like, a spine or something to burn.
Yep.
That is... 20.
That's a hit then.
That is 7 points of damage.
Yeah, as you're wailing on this thing, it is... Some of the black sludge seems to be kind of creeping away, and green sludge is showing pretty much everywhere you've punched him now. There are these big sort of gaps. There are also now just sort of puddles. There's like this puddle of noxious, sticky fluid around him. It doesn't seem to be anything to worry about, but it's sort of noted that it was on him and it's now not on him, and that... probably doesn't bode well for Toxic Sludge Man.
Sure.
Toxic Sludge Man doesn't have a go until Nathaniel has. So, Nathaniel, it's your turn.
Hit him in the head area with the iron bar. That's cool.
Go for it.
15.
That's a hit.
And that's 6 points of damage.
You continue to slowly wail on this creature. It stamps down with a foot on the gun drone. The creature skitters out of the way. He roars in rage and stamps another foot, but it's not an attack, it's just angry. There's a splat sound.
A rage stamp. We've all done it.
Yeah, we've been there.
It's a rage stamp, yeah. There's a sort of splat, and it looks like he's injured himself doing it.
Bless him.
That's Toxic Sludge Man. Nick, you are weak. Make me a fortitude save.
I mean, that's what I keep failing on. Anyway. 11.
11, that's fine. You're unable to move. Brian?
Where is Nick in this?
I've just dragged her out of the way.
Oh, okay. So she's safe out of the way. I'm going to launch another freeze thing. I'm keeping my distance. I ain't getting close.
Okay.
Oh, so that's 18.
That's a hit.
4 damage.
Yeah, now we're talking.
More of this black sludge starts to sort of leak away. Some of it freezes and then just flops off, revealing bright green oozing liquid. And you can see underneath that there seems to be bone sticking out. You would guess that the while the black might be its skin, the green seems to be its flesh. And you see it.
I get a bit queasy and I sort of just bend over on the desk and I'm like, oh, no. Nah.
That is the right reaction.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
It is icky. Freddy.
I'm close enough to run back in, aren't I, and get into melee?
Yep, you can run back into melee if you want.
Cool. I'm going to run back into melee and hit it with a bat.
Go for it.
I hit.
Okay, roll for damage.
4 points of damage.
Whatever the bludgeoning damage equivalent of death by a thousand cuts, that's what's going on here as you slowly beat him up. Along with the black sludge on your back, you can now start to see some of this green sludge. Something went crunch. Gundrone.
At 9?
That is a hit.
It's a hit? Oh, wow.
This thing has a sucky defense.
7 points of damage.
Toxic sludge man collapses to his knees for a minute. He looks bad. Roland.
Cool. With him on his knees, I'm just going to try and reach down, grab a bone and like yank it out.
Yep.
That is a 13.
Yeah.
With 5 points of damage. Sorry, 6.
So describe how you kill Toxic Sludge Man.
I'm going to go predator on his ass and just reach down, grab the spine and then just yank it out.
The green slime that surrounds his bones sizzles as you yank out his spine. The rest of it slaps to the floor. Spine structure you have appears to be slightly gelatinous and sizzles, as of course your hands are still on fire.
I briefly consider keeping it as a trophy and then kind of shake myself out of that destructive thought pattern and throw it to the ground.
Nice to see character development. That's totally not horrible. Excellent. Toxic Sludge Man is dead on the floor. None of you knew that was his name. It was. Sandra bursts through and says, "No, Rick! No, what if you monsters?" And turns and runs.
Wasn't us.
Rick.
Oh, man. That guy had a name.
Can I talk? Like...
A moment later, you come round, Nick.
Okay.
You are now on 2 strength.
Okay. But I haven't taken any hit points, though.
No.
I'm still on full health, by the way.
You're just... Yeah, no, it just sat... The toxic fumes just sapped all of your strength.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else recovers any strength damage. That's going to take a little while to heal. Things go quiet.
I go over to Nick and just make sure she's okay. Obviously, having spent quite a lot of time living in her house.
Oh, yeah, I feel great, yeah. Can barely stand, yeah, I feel great.
I offer to just, like, support her as she's walking through the... place and just try and be as supportive as possible to the girl that I've known a long time who has just collapsed in front of me.
Yeah. The remains of Toxic Sludge Man continue to form a puddle and sizzle. The sound of Sandra running away just sort of fades into the distance.
Should we have let her go like that, or should we have stopped her? Because that might not be good.
Was she running into the facility or out of the facility, out of interest?
Into the facility.
Into the facility. Let's go after her.
Sounds good to me.
Do you chase her? I mean, down a long corridor. She appears... You can't see anymore.
No.
I mean, I'm not sure chasing. I'm pretty sure we just follow. We just wander down.
Yeah, I guess follow the direction and just...
Yeah, I'm going with follow rather than chase.
We're not chasing her down.
That may well be for the courts to decide, but okay. You follow the sound of her footsteps down a long corridor. After maybe 50, maybe 100 metres, the corridor opens up into a large space. It has pale paint on the walls. There is a podium in one corner of this quite substantial room. There are just a stack of chairs. You would guess that this is some sort of presentation room, particularly because there is a massive display screen with the words "The Society" and a strange symbol displayed on it.
Is it a symbol we recognise?
You've never seen it before.
I take my phone out and take a photo of it.
Okay, make a note of that. Alid, I guess. There are 4 exits out of here. You can head up north to 4, south to 5, or you can head east along, which leads to 7 and 8.
Can I just go round the room and have a quick look through each of the doors, see if there's anything immediately behind them? I'd probably go round in a circle, starting at 4.
Okay, you're gonna sort of have a listen at each of the points, are you?
Yeah, have a listen, just have a quick peek through without trying to properly fully open it. Just check that there's no one like standing behind them waiting for us to burst through the door.
All right. So roll me a listen check for 4.
Am I going to be doing one of these for each one?
I think you are, yes.
Okay. I get a fairly decent bonus to it of +5, but I rolled a natural 1, so I don't think it matters, does it?
Dear.
Okay. You hear the sound of farmyard animals.
I open the door just to check, because that doesn't seem right.
You see a corridor with another set of double doors. The sound of farmyard animals seems to have gone, but you can't quite place where. Are you going to have a listen at the corridor east, or is someone else going to do that?
I want to investigate these farmyard animals. That's clearly something that we need to investigate.
You haven't heard any farmyard animals, Nick.
It's me that's heard the farmyard animals.
Only Freddy has, and he may or may not be prepared to tell everybody that he heard that.
I might not tell everyone that I've just heard farmyard animals.
Sounds wise. Cool. Who is going to make a listen down the east corridor leading to rooms 7 and 8?
I'm going to keep going round unless someone's going to jump in before me.
I mean, I assume Freddy's literally like dragging me around this room.
I'll leave it to the people with good ears.
I was about to say my skills are very...
Fair enough. Go for it, Freddy.
No one else is jumping in. I'm going to keep going. I'm rolling another listen check.
I could help, but...
That's better. 14.
You don't really hear anything down this corridor.
Have a look through.
It's a long corridor. It appears to bend round to the right at the far end.
So basically, it's following the map.
Yeah, it turns out Nick's premonition as to what the facility layout was accurate.
That's because I didn't draw it. Richard did.
I'm going to check the last one just anyway. Again.
Of course you are.
Same again. Listen first.
Listen check. Go for it.
That's an unnatural 20.
You don't hear much down this corridor. Maybe you hear the sound of some kind of movement, nothing tremendously exciting or nothing you can place.
And I'd have a quick glance through.
This appears to be a much shorter corridor than to the east, maybe a bit longer than the distance to the double doors north, and there appear to be sort of doors either side all the way down.
Is there a computer in this room? Presentation room?
Not that you can see.
Okay.
If you examine the podium, Brian, you see that there are a number of cable fixing points for, you assume, that a laptop or similar would be rested on the podium.
Is there, if I go over to the podium, is there any, like, papers or any notes or anything that anybody's left behind?
Roll me a search check.
Ooh, 21.
Found the secret wine stash.
21. I'm going to improv some notes, guys. you find a series of notes. It says society meeting, active units, address, 4th of March, which was recently. And it is a list of talking points, the first of which is security discipline. And both words have been underlined in red biro. The next one is welcome new actives. And it says on the next line, Nathaniel Lovecraft, brackets, and then it says name TBC. On the next line, it says Manchester Guardian, and then a note saying do not approach, and then unknown hostiles, ? Tremendous, ? AOB, close, biscuits and coffee.
Sorry, Google Docs corrected my unknown hostiles to unknown hostels. So we're currently in the Lake District looking for somewhere to stay, and we have no idea where.
Amazing.
Other hostel-based locations are available.
I, having seen Nathaniel's name, I call him over.
I wander over.
Nathaniel, I don't want to creep you out or anything, but your name is on this I show him and point to a talking point of this meeting, whatever this meeting is. I look around and gesture. Any ideas? Do you have you been here? I'm so confused.
I mean, I woke up here, so I'm sure they're wondering where I am if they made me. And I mean, I'm going to point to the Manchester Guardian's name as well. And a bit of me now distrusts him if he says, do not approach. And I'm like, okay, he could be working for the society. And I'm a bit skeptical now.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a warning for the society or he was made by the society and now he's gone rogue. And it's all a bit... Oh, I don't know. I don't really understand what's going on. It's not exactly like fixing a car.
At this point, I think I would have pretty much finished my listen and walk around and come sort of into the centre and go, right, it looks like Nick's map was pretty accurate for what this facility layout was like. Should we check out room 4 first, since that seems to be on its own?
Sure. Nick, where do you think we should go?
I agree. I think room 4. Well, I'll look at room 4 first, I think.
You head up the corridor to the set of double doors, which, when you push open, you see that there is a gym.
Ooh.
You see 5 men working out in various states. As you open the door to see inside, to wonder where the farmyard animals were, you go, oh, it was gym equipment. And let's roll for initiative. No, well, maybe not. You look up, the five thugs look up at you and say, what are you doing here? Can our heroes find some way of pacifying the goons in the gym? Will it turn to violence? And why does the society have a gym anyway? Find out next time on the next episode of the D20 Future Show Superhero Adventure. You've moved from room 1 to room 3.
We've also explored room 2.
You've not explored room 2.
That was the what?
We did. We went into... There was a coffee machine in there.
Oh, sorry, you have, yes. There was a coffee machine and lots of unwashed cups.
Yes.
And just sort of pile of dirty teaspoons by the sink.
And a passive-aggressive message, wasn't there, as well?
And a passive-aggressive note. Great. about who should clean up after themselves.
See, yes. I do pay attention.
Remembering all the important things.
I am surprised.
What's your character's name again, Adam?
I don't know.